אנגלית, שאלון זין, מודיול ג'י, גרסה א', חורף תשס"ט, 2009. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Are you bored? About a decade ago, cell phones started making their way into our lives. The benefits were clear. Parents could check in with their children. Friends and colleagues miles apart could keep in touch, and people could feel safer. Lately, however, cell phones have taken on a new role, arming users against the ever-present threat of boredom. Empty moments used to be a fact of life. Time just ticked away as you stood in line or sat in traffic. But increasingly, such moments are being filled by mobile devices. One cell phone manufacturer, for example, provides escape from the tiny bits of free time that it calls micro-boredom by offering a variety of diversions. Among other things, these include 2-minute TV episodes made for the cell phone screen and games designed to last no more than 5 minutes. And then, of course, there's the hugely popular text messaging, which turns every dull second into a chance to broadcast thoughts and feelings, even if all you want to say is, "I'm bored." But are we too busy playing with our digital toys to realize that we are giving up a good thing? Dr. Richard Ralley believes we are. A psychologist from Edge Hill University in England, Dr. Ralley set out to investigate the phenomenon of boredom. Studying various age groups, he soon noticed, perhaps not surprisingly, that the younger one is, the less likely one is to get easily bored. Young children, for instance, are imaginative enough to play pretend games for hours and hours, with nothing more than a piece of string or an old hat. But as people grow older, they require more and more external distractions to keep their minds occupied. And what happens if nothing interesting comes their way? In such cases, Dr. Ralley has found they are often motivated to think something up themselves. In fact, those people who can tolerate boredom best have also been found to be the most creative, he says. This means that boredom has considerable value. Psychiatrist Edward Hallowell, author of Crazy Busy, concurs. Boredom is not a state of nothingness, he insists. Rather, it is an essential human emotion without which art, philosophy, science, and even love would be impossible. People who don't spend their time constantly reacting to the external world are better able to explore the internal one. And it is in times of contemplation that we are often visited by fresh ideas or insights. In the words of Dr. Hallowell, boredom is not something to flee from in horror, but a doorway to something better. The potential of boredom may therefore be worth considering. So before you run to check your email again or send another SMS, why not give yourself a few minutes of empty time? You never know what you might discover. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 4, and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the relationship between the first and second paragraphs? 1. The first presents some problems, the second gives the solutions. 2. The first presents arguments, the second contradicts them. 3. The first presents a situation, the second gives more details. 4. The first presents a change, the second presents the problems it causes. Number 2. Complete the sentence. All the cell phone diversions mentioned in lines 8 to 12 have the same "mm." 3. Give the two findings of Dr. Ralley's study, lines 13 to 24. Complete the sentences. 1. There is a connection between boredom and 2. there is a connection between boredom and mmm. 4. What do Dr. Raleigh and Dr. Halliwell agree on regarding boredom? 1. It can be eliminated easily. 2. It is a fact of life. 3. It isn't easy to cope with. 4. It has a function. 5. According to lines 25 to 31, what is the advantage of having empty time? 6. In the last paragraph, the writer gives advice about how to 1. Respond to boredom. 2. Use technological devices. 3. Keep yourself busy. 4. Get more things done. 7. What is the main argument made in the article against the current use of cell phones? Part 2. Written presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. Write in ink, not in pencil. Pay careful attention to handwriting. Make sure you write legibly and to the point. 8. Your school newspaper has asked readers to write on the following topic. Many people believe that peer pressure, the influence that friends and classmates have on one another, has negative effects. Do you agree with this view, or do you think peer pressure can also be a positive influence? Write a passage for the newspaper, stating and explaining your opinion. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.